This is the city in the city in the city.
Episode 2, The Principality of Mestavia.
4, Checkpoints.
We land.
We land, thank God.
You're afraid of flying.
I'm not afraid of flying. I'm just, you know, afraid of dying violently. We get in a taxi.
Isn't it kind of...
What?
Selfish to be scared of dying? I'm not someone who has personal mottos, but if I was a person who had personal mottos, I think mine would have to be... Leave some life for the rest of them.
That's funny.
I'm serious.
Okay.
The taxi circles us into...
The Principality of Mestavia.
Drive up to the checkpoint, from the outer ring to the outer middle ring.
Soldiers lean into the car, check our passports, wave us through.
They're so young.
They're so serious.
They're so bored. We keep driving. The driver is prattling on.
If you do one thing in Mestavia that is not paperwork... If it is one thing you do, go to see the grave of Ephraim Elabasian.
Grave?
Is stunning.
He keeps talking as we
curve towards the center of this
ancient city made of
circles that seem like completely different countries.
Out of the cab.
We can walk from here. I think I know where I'm going.
You think?
We walk.
Winding streets.
Buildings that seem
to lean out over the
streets of ancient, half-broken
cobblestones between stretches of plain old
concrete from the communists, apparently.
Pockets of people.
The city speaks. The crowds absorb us.
Ignore us. So many people.
So many lives. Walk along a crumbled wall.
The sky's about 8 months pregnant with rain.
Everything's so old. What a stupid thing to think.
Another checkpoint. To pass from the outer middle ring to the middle ring proper, I guess.
Two soldiers.
Papers, please.
We give them our passports.
Americans.
Sorry.
Must go around the other way.
What?
To pass through checkpoint, you must approach from the other direction.
You mean like we have to go back around the circle and come at you from over there?
On odd-numbered weekdays, in the even weeks and months with 31 days, must approach, how you say, counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise?
The other soldier sidles up, hand on his rifle.
The problem here?
Yeah, we'd like to go through the checkpoint.
It's odd number day and even week and months with 31 days. People on foot must pass through checkpoint counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
So we're going to have to walk around the entire city just to come back to you guys and then you'll let us through?
Yeah, if you arrive before schedule changes.
The schedule changes? Why?
Security.
Security from who?
As they're arguing, an old woman with the palest blue eyes I've ever seen hobbles up to the checkpoint from behind us. She shows them her ID and passes right through. She glances back, looks at me, then shuffles off into the middle ring.
Hey, why does she get to go through? Why doesn't she have to go around?
She has sticker.
She has sticker.
She has sticker.
She has a sticker?
Sticker allows her to approach clockwise.
On odd-numbered days, in even weeks.
In months that end in vowel.
You're serious right now. A sticker.
Stickers control much movement in Mestavia.
We are known for our stickers.
Let's just... Come on.
No, this is ridiculous.
It would be more ridiculous to get shot.
You wouldn't shoot us, would you?
Am authorized to kill.
Have killed for less. Lunch break is coming up.
Ah, I bring my mother's Pfaffenkleidchen today.
Ooh.
Come on.
She drags me away. Five, the blue door.
An hour or so later, we limp up to the checkpoint from the other side. The soldiers...
Hello again.
They wave us through. They've already forgotten us.
Up ahead, a blue door.
Oh, this is it. There's a code.
She types it in.
The door opens into a tiny courtyard.
Another tinier door, leading to a winding staircase.
We struggle up 5 flights with our bags.
She's too young to be breathing that hard.
She wants to move faster than I am physically able. Finally,
The top. Jesus.
You're out of shape.
What? No, I'm not. Why aren't you breathing hard?
The room is tiny. 10 by 10, maybe. Were these all servants' quarters up here, do you think?
I don't know. Bathroom's out in the hallway.
The bed's in the wall?
In the wall, yeah. There's, shit. There's only the one.
Oh.
I didn't really think about that. My mom and I...
It's okay.
She had, I discovered, a fuck ton of credit card debt from just buying random shit and, like, with the funeral.
I get it.
We'll have to share. I'm sorry I didn't mention that. I swear I just forgot and that this isn't some sexual assault conspiracy.
Good to know.
Right. So, here we are. Sorry.
Well, what do you want to do? You picking up your package?
Oh, yeah. Have my appointment tomorrow morning. So, I guess we could... You gonna answer that?
Sure. Hello?
What the fuck? Laura, where are you?
I don't know, Adam. Little wife can't possibly be expected to know things like that.
This isn't funny! 20,000?
21, actually.
What the fuck?
Wasn't like there wasn't plenty more.
What were you thinking?
Don't shout at people, Adam. It's not a good strategy.
Fine, sorry. Look, just put it back. Okay, just return the money and I won't press charges.
So charitable. Munificent. I've been looking up words for you.
This isn't funny. Where are you?
You told me to do it.
I did not tell you to steal it. Think about your son, Laura. You're taking his money.
Really, your mother's, of which she has plenty more.
Do you even care what this does to Nikki?
Yeah, okay, we're done.
She hangs up, pulls the SIM card out of her phone, breaks it in half, throws it out the window, puts her phone on the ground, stomps it until it's destroyed.
Better if he doesn't know where we are.
Who?
My ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
He was being an asshole.
Yeah, no, I got that, actually. So...
Bedtime? Great.
6. The storied legal system of Mostavia. The next morning, the lawyer's office, on the other side of the city in the outer middle ring.
You are Miss Maynard.
Yes.
Oui.
Oui.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anno.
Anno?
Then.
I don't know what's happening here.
I have been awaiting your arrival.
Sorry. I had to go through like 3 checkpoints and I went the wrong way and then I...
It is of little consequence.
Oh, okay. So, well, I guess I'm here now for the package my father left.
Of course.
How long have you been holding it, by the way? Was he in here recently or...
According to our records, 24 years.
Shit.
Well put.
So you... You haven't actually talked to my father?
You are disappointed. I am disappointing.
No. I just thought there would be someone who'd met him.
Who can say? Who can say?
Oh. So, the package?
Yes. So you are Tess Maynard.
Yes.
Where is Laura Maynard?
She's...
My instructions are to present this package to both Tess Maynard and Laura Maynard.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. So funny story.
If both are not present, I am to destroy it.
Wait, why would you...
These are the instructions before me. I make no judgments.
But, well, I mean, what if one of us were, say, I don't know, dead?
One of you is dead?
No. I'm just, I was just like...
I must burn this package immediately.
No, wait. 9.
No.
Yet.
Nay.
Now.
No.
No, wait, are we back in English?
Latin.
Okay, no one's dead. I was just...
Laura Maynard is alive?
Yeah. I mean, she's at our flat. She sent me to take care of this, but she's totally, you know, not dead.
Well, I am happy to present the package to both of you on a separate occasion.
No, yeah, I mean, that's fine. We'll just... Have to come back.
This is acceptable. Please make an appointment.
Sure.
And in the meantime, if you seek diversion, here is the address of a famous Mostavian jazz and dining club. Enjoy your time in Mostavia.
7. The famous jazz and dining club in Mostavia.
The famous Mostavian jazz and dining club turns out to be pretty dingy.
We drink. So how did it go with the lawyer?
What? Oh, fine.
You get your...
So how old is your son?
He's 6.
That's really young.
Sure.
And you just like up and left the country?
Oh, I can't see him.
Wait, like not at all?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Shit, I'm sorry. I don't really drink. I shouldn't have said anything. Wait, come back.
Good evening.
Oh.
I have scared you. I apologize. I come in again.
The waiter.
Good evening.
He sits down at the table with me. Hi.
I have been waiting for you.
That's creepy.
What? No, no, no. I take your order, yes?
Oh, right. You speak English. That's helpful.
It's no problem. I speak 5 languages.
Really?
Comes in handy, is expression, yes?
Comes in handy. Yeah. Well, I am really only speak English.
I do not judge.
I mean, maybe you should.
I do not. Is not in my job description, is expression, yes?
How long have you been working here?
42 years in 2 months. Forgive me, it's presumptuous to assume I will still be here.
Why wouldn't you still be here?
So many reasons. Death. Horrific death. Lose a limb, then death. Death and no one I love know I'm dead. Also, could be fired. I do not know future. I barely know past. Sometimes I think I will die, and then the moment passes, and I keep breathing. It's strange that this is normal, yes?
Maybe this isn't the right time, but should I be ordering food?
Of course! Eat! Stave off death for just one more day.
You're very morbid.
It is national trait. All the guidebooks say this. You did not consult one. I go now.
Oh, I need to order.
I bring you what you want. Trust me, trust me.
Okay, thanks.
The bathroom smells like oppression.
We drink. What are you looking at?
Nothing. We need more drinks.
I'll get them. I'll be right back.
Just as she goes over to the bar, this ancient-looking singer gets up on stage.
You are all welcome. Hit it!
And she sings in this scratchy, raw, ravaged voice. A song of lost loves, of death, of survival. It's beautiful. And I.
You are all welcome.
She disappears behind the curtain.
Okay, sorry. The bartender was like crying to the song.
The song. We drink. I'll be right back. I just need to.
And she runs off to the bathroom, just as the waiter...
Here we are.
...comes back with the food. Oh, wow. Thank you. What's this?
Cheese. Made in monastery in city.
Monk cheese.
Monk cheese. You must try some. You come to hear our famous Mustavian jazz?
No. Actually, this place was recommended.
You are one of those here to retrieve package from lawyer.
Yeah, how did you know?
We have understanding with lawyers. They recommend Humble Jazz and Dining Club. We provide free lunch. Is long-standing agreement.
Oh.
Mustavia is a beautiful place to retrieve packages. You have seen our cemetery, yes?
No, not yet.
You must go. The grave of Ephraim Elabasian, stunning.
Yeah, I think we heard about that.
Very many famous people are dead here. Not so famous people, too. So many people come to Mustavia to die. It is a substantial portion of our economy. Suicide tourism is expression, yes?
Jesus.
Indeed.
Why do so many people come here to die?
For own reasons, yes. But then they die, and bureaucracy, paperwork, etc., etc. Easy just to leave corpses here. Enjoy your meal.
He dashes off.
He knows nothing.
Oh, an old woman.
He is moron.
With those incredibly pale blue eyes. Oh, wait, I've seen you before.
You want to know why people come here to die?
Who are you? Were you eavesdropping?
No, I am listening. Do you want to know why people come here to die? Personal theory?
Sure.
This place has been conquered many times, changes hands, subjugated by many different regimes.
I'm sorry.
It's nothing. But maybe
It becomes so adaptable when death comes to Mastavia, as he does every day. The city opens its gates to him. Maybe people come to Mastavia to die, because death in Mastavia does not mean the end, just more adapting.
And she scurries away out of sight and...
Who was that?
I have no idea. Hang on.
And just as she runs after the woman, the old singer sweeps out of the curtain and sits down with me.
Who are you?
Oh, I...
You were moved by song. I can tell when I move people with song.
Oh, well, you were very...
Do not compliment me. I do not want your compliments.
Okay.
Americans and your compliments. Ugh. Is there anything more useless? I am old. I sing in this place for a long time. You think I do not know when I'm good and when I'm shit?
I guess not.
I sing in this place during occupation.
Which occupation?
All of them. I sing for the enemy. I take money to survive, but I will not take praise.
I'm not occupying. I'm just here for like 5 days and six nights, I think.
You come here, you think you know things. You think we can fix your problems. This is Occupier. We are occupied now.
What?
People, flee here. Bring their sadness and their pain and their violence. This is occupation, too.
I mean, that sounds a little harsh.
Harsh? Harsh is my brother going out for prawns and coming back with one arm.
Okay, yeah, but sorry, but they need help, right?
They are everywhere.
I really haven't seen them. Are there camps somewhere, or...
They fill this city with pain and suffering and fear. There is so much already. You do not own pain because you come to my country and hurt.
I mean, I think they're just...
You think you know things. Think you understand. Think you know pain because you moved by song.
Well, I mean, I guess I...
You do not know my pain. I lose everything. So many times I lose everything. My first lover, sweet and strong and kind. Shot in face by soldiers. Then I turn 14. We are occupied. You know nothing.
Okay. Okay, sorry.
No apologies.
Okay, should I just leave?
No. You buy drinks and clap at song. You stay. Also, do not look now. But there is a man in the corner who is looking at you.
I know.
He's looking at you like Jackal looks at Zebra.
I know.
You know so much. I go now.
And she hobbles off backstage again.
Was that the singer?
Yeah.
We drink. What are you looking at over there?
No one.
Have you seen that old lady with the really blue eyes? I couldn't find her.
What old lady? We drink.
I gotta pick up this package.
You didn't pick it up already?
No.
You're pretty drunk, aren't you?
I'm not. I'm just... Everything's just kind of gotten warmer and we've kind of gone from like a red to a crimson... My mom said my father was a drunk, but I never believed her. Who are you looking at?
No one.
This cheese was made by monks. What if we stayed here forever? Not like there's anything back there for us. We left, we're gone. Poof. Magic. It smells different here, that's the only thing.
At this jazz club? Or...
No, like the city. And also like, I don't know, me. I feel so separate from my smells. Do I smell?
I haven't noticed anything.
I never know where smells come from.
Sweat, body chemistry.
It's just all of a sudden there's this new thing that's a part of me. And I'm like, I was just sitting here. That's terrifying.
Nikki, that's my son. He used to make me smell him.
Oh, yeah?
He wasn't afraid of smells like you are.
No, I'm not afraid. I
mean, he was afraid of a lot of things. But that wasn't one of them. He just... I think actually he thought it was comforting when he smelled like something. I started to understand. If he smelled like grass or dog shit or piss or pizza or soap or lotion or whatever, he was there. He existed. He was real. I think he worried about that, actually. I think he was worried he didn't exist. I would always hold him and say to him, "There you are." Like, to affirm this for him? I don't know. Maybe I was just projecting.
I don't like to be touched. Actually, I don't think that's true. No one knows I'm here. Maybe I don't exist.
When she talks, I can't tell when she's lying or just trying words out on me.
When she talks, I feel like she's completely honest and not telling me anything at all. You're looking at that old guy again. You got me so drunk.
Come on, let's get you to bed.
Eight, winding.
We wind back through the streets. It's well past midnight, but everyone here is out.
She has very strong arms. I feel them against me. How did your arms get so strong? What have you been lifting?
A child.
Oh, right. Sorry.
We walk past all the closed shops, past...
so many doors, so many rooms, so many people. We're just 2 out of 7 billion.
The blue door. I need the code.
Can't tell you that.
Then you type it in.
That might be more than I can manage, but all right.
The staircase is a challenge.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm on my bed. I'm on my bed?
Make sure you drink some water so you...
We need to go get some of that monk cheese.
Now?
Yeah.
They're closed now.
How do you know?
We'll go before we leave.
Promise?
Yes. We'll get some monk cheese. I promise.
You're too young.
Too young? For monk cheese?
You're just... if I'd known the lawyer was going to be all... I probably wouldn't have picked you.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we just brush our teeth?
Why?
Dental hygiene is important.
1,000 years ago, it wasn't.
1,000 years ago, people had shitty teeth.
They did. You're right. How did they ever have sex with each other? I get really grossed out by teeth. It's like, that's your skeleton. I don't want to touch your skeleton. I don't want to lick your skeleton.
You don't have to.
Not you, not yours. I just meant people's.
Okay, well, here, let's take off your shoes.
No, don't mommy me. I'm not helpless.
She curls up on her side, rolls onto her stomach, rolls onto her other side, and falls asleep. I watch her there, one person among millions in this city, asleep, helpless, childlike. I can't stay here. I open the door and go out into the hallway and down the winding staircase and out into the night.
The City in the City in the City is produced, written, and directed by Matthew Capodicasa. Sound design and original music are by Kate Marvin, mixed by Kate Marvin. Ebony Booth plays Tess and others. Mary Cavett plays Laura and others. Artwork is by Angeline Babcock. Special thanks to Caitlin Baird and Grant Berger. If you're enjoying The City in the City in the City, please subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next week for more The City in the City in the City.